Dude, how good are Devo?
I think I've ever listened to Devo.
Are you fucking serious? You never heard Whip It before?
Oh, I mean, I have. But, like, I wouldn't associate it with baby. Devo. Ooh, Ritz have an update of how they're, doing the coronavirus. What are they doing?
Devo is right up your street.
For now, we are open for business, though things will be running a little differently, such as reduced...
Who's this?
The Ritz. Oh. They're doing reduced capacity, cashless tills, and changing operating hours. Interesting.
They're doing cashless tills, man. That's so sick. Why the fuck aren't we doing that?
That's what my brother's been doing at work. He's just been like...
Why the fuck aren't we doing that? Okay, everybody is paying in cash, and I do not understand why.
Because people think, like, the stock market's gonna fucking crash. Yeah, it seems like people are paying more in cash lately.
Yes, literally every transaction that I process is a cash transaction, and everyone's fucking licking their fingers before picking up their fucking dry pieces of cash and then handing it to me as if I want to touch it. I mean,
I'd rather that than someone pull out, like, a wet piece of cash.
Well, they do that too.
What if it was dripping? Just, like, absolutely sodden.
Do you know how many times that's happened?
What do you mean they're dripping?
Yes.
How does that work?
Yeah, and they're like, sorry, my, like, wallet got wet. Yeah, it happens all the time, dude.
Jesus, what are these people
doing?
Yes,
people are fucking filthy. I'm so sick of it.
Damn, that sounds like a shit prank someone would do on, like, YouTube.
No, it's just stupid fucking people.
Yeah. Oh.
That don't care about us.
I wanted to do, like, COVID-19 update, but, like, not really. I just wanted to, like, talk about it a little bit, but, like... Not in the sense of... Because people get it, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
But there's so much other stuff going on surrounding just, like, a general pandemic that is, like, I've been seeing. So, like, because I play football with, like, a lot of older guys, on Sundays, I do it with, like, way older guys. Like, they're in, like, their 50s and 60s or whatever.
Ooh.
Just to, like, get a run around. But because I'm in their group chat, like, their discussion is so ridiculously stupid.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't even want to engage because I know they're just going to say something dumb. Anyway, like, one of them literally posted that that satire video of the woman, like, giving a coronavirus update, and it's all fake. Like, it's a joke, right?
Right. And, I haven't seen it.
And he was like, look at this idiot. And I was like, oh no. And then that got me onto, like, I remember ages ago my dad shared something and he tried to show me the thing. And I immediately went, like, it was an article about global warming.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately went, who is this website? Like, what's their standing? And so I searched up the website and the first thing that came up was that they're, like, a right wing, like, clickbait website that are funded entirely by, like, fake supplement advertising and things like that. Jeez. And their specific goal is, like, science denial and pushing people towards the products that they're paid by, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's one quick search, and they're spreading, like, this horrible misinformation.
Yep, and that's the media, baby.
It is. And my parents, I think as well, my parents always bring up that point of, like, oh, you know, you can't talk about politics. It's one of those things you don't talk about. And yeah. Sometimes the discussion gets a bit heated. But, like, you know, we grew up with social media being, like, what it was 10, 15 years ago and what it is now.
Yeah.
And so we get the ins and outs, right?
Yeah.
So I think we definitely have a role to play in helping their own understanding of it. Because when my dad showed me that, I told him, I was like, you got to be careful with this stuff because that's, like, just blatant lies and you don't know who's reading that and taking it as truth. Like, whenever I post something, because I post a lot of stuff, right?
Yes.
And I always make sure I'm like, I got to read the whole thing, make sure, you know, I agree with it because I don't want to post an article and then immediately there's something in it that I completely disagree with, and that's information that I'm giving to people. You know what I mean? Because I think...
I know what you mean.
I think there isn't enough emphasis on how much we play, what kind of role we play in spreading information online, because the way we interact puts us into these echo chambers of us being recommended the news and the information that we're already looking up, because social media wants to curate that stuff for you, and that's its job. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to be aware that you get sucked into these rabbit holes sometimes, and it becomes this, that's why people sort of get so divisive, is because Trump fans, for example, they're sort of in their little echo chamber of just like agreeing with each other, and right-wing politicians all agreeing with each other, and right-wing pundits all agreeing with each other. And this, speaking of right-wing pundits, it led me on to another thing where I've noticed a lot of them, the ones at least I see on Twitter, who are just like absolutely infuriating and just consciously wrong, are so often funded by like big companies to be spreading misinformation, which I find fucking whack. And you go.
No, you go. No thoughts, head empty.
I always tell my parents, like, oh, yeah, that person made that decision, especially politicians here, because they're funded by these people. And they're like, mm-hmm. Yeah, so what? And it's like, the interests of these people who have millions of dollars and get that money by rorting the system, by gouging the environment, by mistreating workers, like, their interests don't align with yours.
Yeah.
So you got to take this stuff with a grain of salt, you know?
Exactly.
And that's why, like, you know, I find Bernie Sanders' campaign so powerful, is because he doesn't have those interests. You know, he's...
I feel like... yeah.
He's just a dude who has, like, the interests of actual people in mind, and that's it.
Bernie's just a girl in a world. That's all that you'll let me be.
I was watching Bernie music videos this morning.
Oh my god. Because
he, Rolling Stone in like 2015 did a thing of like what music he listens to and what music he likes. And it was like the obvious, you know? He was literally like,
I don't know what the obvious is.
You know, like when I say it, it could be and it's anything. For someone I like a lot, it's like the obvious for me, where he's like, oh, what, you know,
fucking Bob Dylan.
He's literally like, love folk music. Love Willie Nelson, outlaw country, of course. He's a fucking outlaw. And he's,
you better like the fucking Chili Peppers, seeing as they endorse him so hard.
It was, do they?
Yeah, dude. In 2016, they were like doing rallies for him and stuff. Dude, how like, is performing the rallies. Crowd
like not around him already? He's got Neil Young. He's got the Chili Peppers. Who else does he need?
He's got heaps of, who else? I don't know, there's heaps of other bands that rally Halsey. For him. God.
And he was like, oh, I also love, like, 60s Motown, Supremes, and Temptations. And I was like, this dude's cool as fuck. And he actually has a folk record, which I'm going to get into as soon as this plane
Can we rename away. The podcast Simping for Bernie?
That's my role. No,
Simping for Sanders.
Shit, that's the episode title.
Oh, God. For sure. That's- Just change it to every episode title. What are you going to do when the election's over, dude?
Dude, fuck even knows.
What are you going to do?
I got to worry about the country I actually live in after that.
Legit. Nah, nothing's happening here.
But basically, in the 50s, when he rose to power in Vermont, the... way like live music worked was that an artist had to go to the local government and like mm-hmm. pitch their live performance and play some of their songs, which the government would be like, yeah, we find it appropriate, you can do a concert. Like, it was a whole process, right?
Yeah.
And then Bernie came in and changed all that, and so the musicians of Vermont wanted to like thank him in some way. So they, like, recorded an album with him, and I gotta play you the him singing. It's the funniest shit.
Okay. Go.
I'm not ready. I haven't got this ready. Oh my.
Well, I'm sorry. You failed the cue.
Oh, it's an ad.
I was like, what the fuck?
We get
copyrighted. Why does it sound like ska? Why does it sound like ska?
It's 1987, dude.
I can't. I know you have to turn it off. I can't listen to it. You have to turn it off.
Did Bernie invent ska?
No doubt. Are their entire career to Bernie Sanders right now?
But yeah, it's my it's my Bernie.
Oh my god! You know what's so sad? Gwen Stefani probably doesn't endorse Bernie because she's married to Blake Shelton, who is like a country artist, and he's probably like, I love Donald Trump. That is so sad.
Dude, country artists are crazy.
We need you.
Like, in terms of their following, they sell out, like, stadiums.
Well, yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't understand, but you know what? That's not my realm
Ever
dip my feet into. I never want to even, like, cross that path.
Modern country is, like, I never even want to go near it.
Blake Shelton doesn't do politics. Apparently, so he's just not going to vote.
That's another thing too, is a lot of people just don't do politics.
Yeah,
and so
thanks, guys.
When, like, you know, with like the whole Joe Rogan podcasting endorsement, it's like, you know, this is a guy who is pretty apolitical. He tries to get all sides right, and sometimes that means, unfortunately, he gives platforms to the wrong people, like Ben Shapiro. But at the same time, I think it's good to get a mass audience at least somewhat involved when you have the platform to do so, because I don't know, it seems like the right thing to do sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I get when people want to stay out of it.
About Joe Rogan.
I have never, like, listened to any of his stuff. It doesn't interest me at all.
Neither.
Because I just don't care about boxing, and that seems like the whole deal, the whole shtick.
Is it?
Well, he used to be in boxing, and he used to be an announcer, and he used to have hair.
I feel like we've talked about this before, and I don't give a fuck about Joe Rogan. I don't know what he does. I don't want to know what he does.
We don't endorse
He makes me
Joe
nervous.
Rogan.
Sorry?
We don't endorse Joe Rogan.
No, we don't.
Ah, speaking of, like, sports... The one of the main sort of like football betting companies, because there's no football to bet on, they have like a separate tally for betting on which teams will have the most players diagnosed with the coronavirus.
That's fucked.
And it's like a table of like every team.
Oh my god, I think that's fucked up.
It is. Betting is a fucked up world.
Yeah.
It's really strange. Yeah. Definitely not something I'd ever get into. Like stocks.
I'm just glad there's no sport.
I'm not.
For me, that makes me happy.
Actually,
it doesn't. I actually don't care.
I know. My thing is, like... It's like a weekend thing. And it's the weekend thing that I do with my dad, where we sit down and watch the football. And now that we can't even go out, and there is no football to watch at home, we're just kind of like... What do we do? And we ran out of beer. How do I even interact with my dad at this point?
Go get some beer.
I got to. My plan now is to go out and get some interesting beers and taste them with my dad and see if he likes them.
Oh my god, I'm actually dreading this quarantine. So I'm like, we need it to happen, but I'm like,
I
don't want to stay at home.
I'm like,
yeah, like it's good. We need to do it. It's just,
yeah,
I'm scared.
I understand a lot of people's backlash because people just have different living situations where, like,
yeah.
I have to go out
and
work.
Well, I mean, like, I'm on board if the government are going to fucking fund my quarantine at home. If not, I literally will kill myself, but...
It's a whole nother thing is that, like, this whole situation is just affirming all the beliefs of people who have been, like, the system's going to fail at some point, it's on the tipping point, it's... not going anywhere good. This is only going to end badly. And then a thing happens and the system is destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last election, one of the big points, now we're on Australia, was, hey, there aren't enough nurses and there aren't enough beds. And if we have a serious medical emergency, then what's going to happen? And also, why do we keep funding private hospitals instead of public hospitals where most people go? Because Bernie Sanders made a great point, and he said, we're only as healthy as the poorest people in the country, which is totally true.
Yep.
Another Bernie thing. In that music in that music video, the one where he's talking about what music he likes, he like pulls out his iPad and he's like, I listen to all types of music on my gizmo here.
Dude. I was gonna make another simping joke, but
I'm gonna stop simping now. And I'm gonna go on to, I want you to introduce that question that your friend brought up the other day that I was really into.
Which one?
The one about the lottery.
Oh! My coworker.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I can't remember how much it was. 50 mil, I think. What would you do? What would you do if you won 50 mil? Coronavirus aside, like, let's not include this fucking pandemic.
Yeah. Do we even have to give it a number? Do we just say a lot of money?
No, because give it a number, because, like, if you just say, like, you know, 10 mil and 50 mil is totally different.
Okay.
Just do 50 mil. What would you do if you won... Say one more Bernie thing. Just do it.
I got nothing. I'm burned out.
Oh my god. So yeah, if you won 50 mil in the lottery, what would you fucking do with it?
This actually came to me during the week, was that there's this old cinema like around the corner from my place. It's like totally closed. It's like decrepit. The building's like empty, just gouged out.
Where? What?
It's just, like, around the corner from my house. It used to be a cinema, and then it became a video store, and now neither of those things are relevant.
Yes.
But I'd love to, like, my friend, I took a photo of it, and my friend, like, was like, oh, I love that place. I wish it was, like, still a thing. And I was like, fuck, that's so true. And I was like, if I had that money, I would totally, like, buy that plot and make, like, a little local cinema for my area, because there aren't any. I have to, like, drive, I have to either go to, like, the Hoyts near me, or I have to drive like 15 minutes or like half an hour, or make my way to the city to go to like any of the nice cinemas
that we have. A nice little,
and the inner west needs one. And I'd play like cool little movies, and it'd be great.
Love that.
That's my answer.
That's all you do.
Also pay my taxes.
That's it.
Yeah.
You've got fucking $50 million, dude.
What else do you want me to do with it?
Do you want a house?
I guess I'd buy a little place. I'd probably buy an apartment and then, like, rent it out. This is my thing. I don't know what people do with all this money. They live,
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. All you would do is open a cinema and, like, fucking... What was the other thing? Pay your taxes.
I guess I'd fund...
And then you've got...
I'd probably want to make movies, buy some nice equipment... I'd probably do that myself.
There you go.
I'd probably pay off my parents' mortgage.
Yeah.
What else? What else? Now we're getting crazy.
Yeah, you just got like millions of dollars. And you think of the income that you're already making with all the shit that you've bought and all the shit that you're producing and making. Yeah. So it's not like you have like, you can't spend all that 50 mil now. Because you're probably just going to make it back.
What else? No.
Dude.
Probably try and do some good. That's my thing, is like money just seems like a platform to do good than like to spend selfishly. Know what I mean?
Boring!
You're gonna be like, what's that thing you really want? I have it saved in like a tab. You'd be like, I would just buy Tom Ford tobacco vanilla and that's it.
Yes! Oh my god! Yes! Wow! Oh my god, you know my favorite perfume.
You followed me and I was like, oh, that would be a good gift. And I just have it in my bookmarks.
Oh my god, dude, it's $300 for like 50 mils.
Yeah, but you can get little cheap ones. It's like little tiny ones.
No, they're not cheap.
They're like $60.
They're not. Where are you seeing this?
Dude, you're crazy. Because I was looking at it.
Where the hell are you seeing
this? But then I got that Raid shirt instead because it's way sicker.
Yeah, dude. I would buy probably like 1,000 milliliter bottle of tobacco vanilla. I would buy.
What's its scent? What's it like?
Like vanilla Coke.
That's nice.
It's amazing. It's like it's a unisex scent, so you could fucking, well, I mean, you could wear whatever scent that you wanted. But it would smell really nice on, like, anyone. It's like a smoky, like, kind of, it's like if you put rum and Coke, but the Coke was vanilla Coke and tobacco. It's like sweet, but also like really smoky. I love it. It's the best scent in the world.
I can't find where I found the cheap one, but
yeah, what the hell?
I swear I did.
Link me to that shit. Yeah, I'd probably buy a lot of perfume. I'd buy a lot of fucking shoes. I would buy those Prada shoes that I've been dying for, and some Louis Vuitton shoes that I also want. And I would buy a house for my parents, and a house for me,
and a house for
my family. Huh? Yeah. I'd buy a house for my aunties, and my grandma could live there too. And I don't know, a house for like all the important people in my family.
Ooh, who's the not important people? Can we shout them out?
Well, the ones that I don't know. Like the ones that aren't directly in my life. I'm like, okay. But like all the family that's in my life would get a nice living situation. I would probably start a production company with you.
Dude, that's a fucking great idea.
Right?
Why didn't I think of that?
Because you hate me, Christian.
I was just thinking about myself.
I would buy Timothy Chalamet's Love. I would...
Your 50 million is running very low. In a side note, I saw a tweet that was about a photo that people were posting of him with his dick out. Is this true? Can you validate
Timothy
this?
Can you please send it to me? I haven't seen this shit.
I think it's some. I thought it was fake because you know how people just say like, oh, this person just posted nudes, and then everyone like scrambles to find them and realizes they're fake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking for Sims like you.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up. I would also buy plastic surgery.
For what?
My face.
Okay. Lose the iconic nose. Your whole brand just goes down the toilet.
Oh my god, he's got a boner.
Did you find it?
It's a video on the Call Me By Your Name set, him and Marzia. And he's got a and he kind of doesn't have... I can't talk. I know, you have to cut this out because what if one day we actually, like, get somewhere and this comes back?
Yeah, don't worry. I definitely will. Also, because, like, I don't know who from my family's going to listen and your mom's going to listen.
My mom won't care, but I'll send it to you. You can see the...
I'm just going
to
cut the part out where you say, he's got it, and that's it. But I'm definitely going to do this video anyway.
Definitely get some plastic surgery. I just want to look like Bella. Like, I want the Bella Hadid package.
Are they shooting the movie?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a scene in the movie where they have to make out.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Weird that he was like, wow, I have a boner. This is so uncomfortable. It's a natural reaction to the thing that I'm doing right now. But also, understand why that is embarrassing.
Legit, I would cry. I wish I was her. I wish I was Esther Gorell right now. Imagine, like,
damn,
giving Timothy Chalamet a boner, dude. That's my dream. That's what I would buy with 50 mil.
Our production company could reshoot Call Me By Your Name, but then you play Marzia.
I don't want to play Marzia. I already play Marzia every day in my life, dude.
What do you want to play? Army Hammer?
Yes.
Dude, you're gonna eat that peach. You're gonna have to eat that peach.
Oh my
god. And then you're gonna be like I'm gonna be like, cut! Yes!
No, I'm not, as if I'm gonna eat the whole thing and be like, wanna do another take.
I'll be like, yes, but that was our only peach.
We're in a peach pandemic. There's a peach crisis going on right now. Don't be so fucking selfish.
You want to go to Coles and find me a peach?
I'd be like, oh, Timothy, can you fuck the peach again? We need one more take.
God, I have to leave.
Cut that out.
Okay, I'll cut that out.
We remake Call Me By Your Name.
What if I leave it in and then you get a DM from Timothy and it's like, "So I heard what you said on the podcast," with like the little like sly face emoji.
And he's like, and I'm like, yeah. And then he just sends me a restraining order.
He sends you a PDF and you're like, "Ooh, what's this?"
I don't read it. I'm like, thanks.
The police fucking come to your house.
They're like, "Oh, we have a restraining order from Mr. Chalamet." I'm like, "What? Oh my god, he's thinking about me? Stop, Timothy." Yeah, but if I had plastic surgery, it wouldn't be a restraining order. And that's on Pretty Privilege. No thoughts, head empty?
I'm reading this article and I wanted to talk about...
What are you reading?
It was that whole thing with all the people who are shooting Big Brother right now. Because in Big Brother you don't have phones or the internet or anything. They don't know about the coronavirus. Shit. But
did you see what Jared Leto posted?
Yeah, that was weird. I was like, did someone make like a parody Jesus account? And then I look at the account and it's Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Let's get into this. I search up Jared Leto and the first thing that comes up is Jared Leto cult.
What?
But for people that don't know, he goes, "Wow, 12 days ago I began the silent meditation in the desert. We were totally isolated, no phone, no
communication." Okay, first of all, Jared Leto, who's we?
Yeah, who is we? You didn't go, you went alone, Jared.
Yeah, I didn't go with you, so who the fuck is this we?
He went dressed as the Joker. Walked out yesterday into a very different world, one that's been changed forever. Mind-blowing, to say the least. Honestly, that's crazy, though, that he, like,
yeah,
went, well, going that could away only... for, like, a week, like, 12 days, and then coming back and seeing the world in just, like, the fucking state that it is.
Well, something like that would only happen to fucking Jared Leto.
True.
That is the most Jared Leto thing I've ever seen in my life.
He does it on purpose.
Yeah.
So you can write a book about it.
Literally. He's not going to write a book.
No, he's going to write a 30 Seconds to Mars album about it.
Yep.
Anyone listen to their last album?
Nope. I listened to the one before that.
Yeah, of course we did, because it slaps.
Love, Lust, Faith, and Dreams, baby! Lost in the city! exposing ourselves as 30 Seconds to Mars fans.
That's okay, we're proud of it.
Yeah, fuck oath. What's my favorite?
The Kill, obviously.
Closer to the Edge.
Ooh, that's very, yeah.
It's very what?
Very, relatable.
Hell yeah. That's like a radio song from 2007. You know, just those songs on a Sunday when you're driving in the car with your mum and they come on the radio?
Yeah, and you're like, wow, this is on the radio, and you turn it off.
That's one of those. American Boy is one of those.
Oh, I remember one time I played, what was it? A Linkin Park song in the car.
Oh.
And my dad was like, he was literally disgusted. He was like, "What is this? It's fucking disgusting." Like, he was so offended.
No.
But good.
Tighter beam what you want me. Where's Halsey's cover of Numb? Tighter beam what you want me to be.
Seems like a bit tasteless.
Yeah, sounds where like something she'd do.
Where is the Linkin Park memorial album where famous artists come and do covers of all the Linkin Park songs?
That would be really great.
I want to get who is your dream Linkin Park cover album lineup?
The Foo Fighters.
Dave Grohl would totally be on it,
right?
The rest of Soundgarden.
Oh, that makes me so sad. No, stop! I'll cry.
Bob Dylan. He would do Numb.
I've become so numb.
He wouldn't even like re-record the instrumental. He would just sing over the original track.
No. I love it. Oh my god. Okay. If someone put a compilation album of like one particular artist's songs, who, like, what would the artist be? I don't know how to word things. Do not come for me.
I genuinely don't know what you mean. You're gonna
have to okay, so like if someone did like a best of Bob Dylan songs.
Oh, you know what I mean? Who would I want it to be?
No, oh my god, I don't know how to explain this.
Okay, so you mean everyone's like
just yelling. Like if a whole bunch of artists had to come together and
record songs from an
individual artist, who would the artist be for you?
Okay. No, I get it. Thank you.
Okay. I'm gonna kill myself.
I don't know. I don't like
Dylan. I don't want to be alive.
I don't like Dylan covers. I don't really like Beatle covers because I'm like, you just listen to
Oh my god, a Beatles one would be nice if they had the right like artist.
There's like a billion Beatles ones.
Can you imagine Lana Del Rey singing Strawberry Fields? I would want that.
I wouldn't. Could just listen to the original one or like the
10 other versions they have. You're a simp. You're a weirdo. Oh my god, a Radiohead one.
That would be interesting. With Halsey
singing Creep. Would it? Sounds like hell.
Who's someone who actually has, like, good covers of their songs?
Of Radiohead songs?
No, just, like, who's an artist who has their songs covered and it's, like, good?
Leonard Cohen.
Oh, totally. That's a really good one, actually.
Yeah.
Because his songs are pretty... They're pretty stripped down for the most part.
Yeah. You know what I'm really, like, into lately?
Who?
Jeff Buckley.
Dude, that's cool.
Right? I'm feeling it. And I was at work and I saw the, like, is it Grace? That's the name of
his
most popular album, right? Yeah. The Grace vinyl at work. And I was like, I want that. Literally 5 minutes later, some bitch bought it.
Jeff Buckley would be a good one.
Yeah.
It probably is, considering he died.
Probably. There's a Bobby Gentry one. Gentry? That I found. And it's got, like... Hope Sandoval of Mazzy Star, she does a cover. Ooh. And Phoebe Bridges is on it, and there's like a bunch of like women, like folk singers and stuff who do it. It's really nice.
There's some really interesting cover albums out there.
Yeah. I hate the Elton John ones. Every time Elton John does one, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Oh.
You got enough money.
Yeah. I hate artists who put out those sorts of things where it's just like, this isn't new, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I like about, like, the good thing about the Beatles catalog being so, like, secure is that they don't, like, there isn't just constant junk pushed out. Because if someone else owned it, they would just be pumping out shit all the time.
Oh my god, you know what I want?
What?
A Creedence Clearwater Revival one.
That's fucking sick. Oh my
fucking god, that's all I want.
With, like, modern, like, only people blues I bands like. And stuff.
Only people I like.
Seriously? A really good one. That's a really good one.
The This Is Creedence Clearwater Revival playlist by Spotify has gotten me through like the last 2 weeks. I'm like, woo, let's go, baby.
Bands like that's good ones. Bands where like their songs are pretty like generally coverable, like people do their songs a lot. Like who else? Maybe like Deep Purple.
Ooh, Cream would be cool, but I feel like Cream probably don't have enough.
Cream would be cool, yeah. Or even
the Beach Boys.
No, nah, that would be terrible. Their vocals are so particular.
Okay, fine.
And there's like five of them, and they're all going like, and they're harmonizing.
Yeah, so just record it five times.
It's just Lana Del Rey going.
Yes.
Nah.
I want that.
You just want Lana Del Rey songs.
Yeah, I do. Lana, if you're listening. What's happening, sis?
What a do?
I need more content. Da 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 da.
Oh, I had a question. Speaking of celebrity questions, I have one for you.
You're talking to the right celebrity, yeah?
If there was like a celebrity who you could like make young again, or put them in like the peak of their like production, but now,
oh my god, yeah,
who would it be?
Oh. I was literally going to say Mick Jagger because...
Dude, imagine, like, a young Rolling Stones right now. Like, if they were all young again and had, like, all those ideas going. Then again,
I would be off to America to be a groupie.
Then again, would it be the same if they had modern technology? Like, we'd probably get some shitty dub. Be horrible.
I mean, if, like, they stayed the same, is that what you're kind of saying?
Yeah, so I just...
But then it would be, like, a Greta Van... But then it would be like a Greta Van Fleet type where everyone's like, oh my god.
I think the let's say the condition is that they're putting out stuff that is just as good as that old stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And they're like touring and everything.
I wonder who you're going to say.
Mine, you're going to be like, ooh. Mine, I thought of it because I just thought of it like right away when I saw the person.
Yeah.
Mine's Mel Brooks.
Like, oh, okay. I was like, when has he released any music?
Not
okay.
Really, like,
yeah.
His other stuff.
Yes.
Because I was listening to that 2000 Nan skit that he does with Carl Reiner.
Uh-huh.
Where one of them is like a man who's 2,000 years old, and he speaks in like an old Jewish man.
Yeah,
and he like basically just says stuff like a grandparent telling stories, but then it's like stories about like the time he slept with Joan of Arc and stuff like that. And it's him and Carl Reiner, and it's the funniest shit. And they have so many different like variations of it because they just improv it all the time. And I was like, he would fit so well in the comedy landscape of just, like, recording those things, just audio, and putting it out, or them being, like, animated short things, or... I just want some new Mel Brooks movies as well, because Mel Brooks is really funny in that season of Curb Your Enthusiasm that he's on.
Nice. Oh my god, young Larry David.
Oh, dude! I mean, he's already producing, like, his peak content right now. But
okay, I don't need young Larry David. I need, like,
immortal Larry David. Larry David at the age he is right now, where he's, like, bitter but also super funny.
Any vampires listening, y'all know what to do.
Oh, God, this is the third week of sitting on the floor, and my back is killing me.
My lower back.
Oh, I'm going to have a quick... I'm going to stand up for a second.
Okay.
Ow!
Oh my god, are you okay?
My ass is in so much pain.
Fuck, I thought you fucking died. I was like, how am I going to end the podcast?
Imagine I'm just bleeding out. And I'm like...
Oh, legit. I'm like, I send the paramedics to the wrong address again.
Down the street. I still don't know where that poster went. Do you want to tell that story?
Okay. Was it your birthday?
It was... Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah. For Christian's birthday last year, I got him the sickest present ever. It is, like, I don't know if it's fan-made or it was, like, legitimately a poster back then, but it is, like, a Beatles promotional poster, and it's all in Italian, and it was, like, the coolest design ever. I can't really remember. Shit.
It was...
Yeah. I was like, it is such a Christian present, and it was amazing, and I sent it to the wrong address.
I literally and went we can't up and find down it. My street trying to ask people, like, do you have it? And some of my neighbors
have you seen this poster?
I was literally like, did you get like a poster in the mail addressed to Christian? And was it a Beatles poster? And like old people were just like, most of my street is old people, and they were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
They've got it hanging up in their house, so they're like, get the fuck out, buddy.
Oh, dude, that was such a... When you sent it to me, I was like, oh, I want to see what it was. And then he sent it to me, and it just made me infinitely more sad. But also really seriously. Happy, because like, if you could have picked any present in the whole world at that specific moment to get me, it's so perfect.
Oh, I'm so... Like, it's devastating to me I fucked up.
That's why whenever Lara's like, I don't know what to get you as a gift, I'm like, just talk to Yasmin.
Aww. I do pride myself on giving gifts. I feel like I'm a good gift
giver. It's a skill. It's a definite skill.
Yeah. Like, I'm always, like... I always stress about it. I'm always like, oh, this is so hard. But, like, I always know the right thing to get people.
Mm.
I feel like I got that from my auntie. I mean, she is the best gift giver.
It's also just like being empathetic and giving people like 5 minutes of your time to like think about something they'd actually like instead of getting them. Because like...
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like if people have trouble with gift giving, they just need to sit down and like reflect on their memories and their conversations with other people.
Yeah.
And like really remember how much you know a person and how much you kind of, you know, like... treasure your conversations with them. And,
like, we talk so much, it's so easy to like pick anything for each other.
Yeah,
like that it's thing so I easy saw just... on Instagram yesterday, it's gonna come to your house in a couple
I'm
days.
Actually gonna cry, dude. It's that's so nice sick. Like shit like that, I just wish I could do that all the time. Like, gift giving is my favorite thing in the world, and I just wish I could give all my friends and like loved ones gifts all the fucking time, but I'm broke.
Speaking of gift giving, I heard this in another podcast. And it, like, the best Christmas party idea I've ever heard.
Okay.
So, to get into the, like, the condition of coming to the party is that you bring, like, a kid's toy, right? You buy a kid's toy, so you're not giving each other gifts. You bring a kid's toy, and then all the kid's toys that you've brought get donated to charity so kids can get toys during Christmas.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
That's dope!
I'm a fan of that.
I love it. I'm totally going to do that this year, because that's such a cool idea.
Cool. That it's is like, very cool.
Christmas party, I always feel weird where I'm like, it is Christmas. It is like a giving time, but like...
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, even though I loved gift giving, I'm not like about the whole like, oh, let's all put in a gift for these strangers that you don't really know, but you feel like obliged to give them a gift. Because it just loses all the meaning. Like,
Secret Santa is fun, but it depends who it's with.
It depends, yeah. Like, if they're all, like, kind of, like, you're not even friends with them, or, like, it's... I don't know, it just takes out the meaning for me.
Yeah.
Like, I find it to be like, a really, like...
I do it with my cousins, and it's fun, because we're all, like... Because my cousin got me a shirt this year, and, like, like, this is a great gift. And then my brother got the first year we did it, my brother got, like, the price wrong, and he got me, and everyone got these, like, sick gifts, and he got me a hat. Because he thought it was like $30 lower than it actually was.
Oh my god, it's pretty funny.
It was hilarious.
That is very funny. But yeah, I think we should do a gift giving. I should do a gift giving workshop. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Dude, you should do a YouTube channel.
Like, what's that girl's name? Caroline Calloway or whatever, and she did that stupid wellness workshop that like she had to cancel because it was like one big scam or some shit.
Oh, thank god. I hate people.
I
like
fucking
that.
Hate influencers. I hate them so much. Also, every fucking influencer on Instagram right now fucking filming themselves with a little face filter on, being like, hey guys, I'm not even going to put on an American accent because it's Australian bitches. Hey guys, you should really stay at home. Wash your hands and stay at home. Practice social distancing. Don't be selfish. Oh my god, Veronica, that's so easy for you to fucking say. All you do is stay at home. The only time you leave your fucking house is to take a little photo of your outfit. Like, some of us have to work. Shut the fuck up. We would social distance if we could, but if we do not go out and do what is required of us, we will get fired, resulting in homelessness.
This is like the best argument for when people say, oh, well, that business can do what they want and not pay taxes and mistreat their workers because they provide jobs. And it's like, well, yeah, but now all those products are valueless because people aren't buying them and people aren't working.
Exactly. Like, I don't even, like, do you think we have a choice?
Yeah. It's very...
Like, of course, I would love to fucking self-isolate and not go around infecting other people and those who are at really high risk. Of course. But, like, fuck, I don't have a choice.
Yeah, like, I'm privileged in the fact that I live with my parents and my uni's all online and I can stay home. Yeah,
but you still can't not show up to work.
Yeah, but at the same time, I also know people who are in situations... where that is impossible, and it's like, it's my, you know, duty to be like, hey, this is a situation that people are in, because other people don't know that situation, like these people you're describing, like, they just don't get it.
It's not even just like stupid little influencers, it's like, I am seeing people that I've gone to school with who have, you know, degrees that provide them with jobs that allow them to work from home. There are, like, so many of these people being like, don't be selfish, stay at home, blah, 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 working from home check. Everyone, stay
working
at home.
From home
and
check.
It's literally. And it's like, you're so, what the fuck made you so delusional and so out of touch that you can't think of people who, like, work in fields that are different.
This is the concept of privilege that people don't wrap their head around sometimes, is that it's not
seriously,
it's not a bad thing to have privilege. Like, it doesn't make you a worse person. It's just
you need to just like
recognize it.
Just
understand,
recognize
you
your fucking privilege. Like, we're fucking privileged as hell, dude. But
yeah, you live in a country with you know, socialized healthcare.
Seriously,
you know, it's definitely like, a lot worse than it used to be, but it's still there. I can still go to the doctor at least.
Exactly.
That's
like
crazy.
We can still go. Yeah.
Celebrities as well who get like immediately diagnosed with the virus. It's like,
Idris Elba fucking having no symptoms yet still being allowed to
get tested. Sent home from the hospital when they have like everything because they're like, we can't do anything. Sorry.
I know someone, they showed 4 out of 5 signs of the virus. They got turned away because they didn't show 5. Oh, they were like, go to a, I think they went to the hospital. They're like, nah, go to a GP. Not our problem. Bye.
Yeah, so all you bootlickers out there, these people don't give a shit about you. They don't care. Their entire life thrives on the fact that you are poorer than them and you don't have a decision in these things.
Exactly. Retail and hospitality workers are not cared about in the slightest. Bless. Nobody gives a fuck about us.
God bless people working in supermarkets right now. A lot of my buddies work in supermarkets. They're getting slammed.
Fuck, every time I go in, even like when I'm at work and I just am getting like a little snack for work, I just look at the fucking workers and I'm like, you guys deserve so much more than you're given.
And it's like, bullshit. That's the thing is when people want to shit on like unskilled work, unskilled in big quotations, it's like, now in this situation, that is the work that is the fabric of our society. People that are cleaners, people that work in supermarkets. And
if and hopefully when we go into lockdown, a supermarket is still going to be open for an allocated time and we need people to work there in order for us to buy the supplies that we need.
I know.
That's not going to stop. Like, they do not get the break that we all get.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like people are just so out of touch and it's really sad because it's like, why are you out of touch? We fucking grew up in the exact same place, middle class. Like, what allows you to be so out of touch when we're not even that different? Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's crazy. It really, it's, yeah, this whole thing just makes you realize how weird. And how different people have, like, grown. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, just how we've all grown apart. And
there are in society that's the word. Learn to practice basic empathy, you know?
Dude, society, what would Arthur Fleck think right now?
Arthur Fleck would be really bad because he was bringing a lot of people into the streets.
Arthur Fleck check.
Fleck check.
Todd Phillips, what do you think about the coronavirus?
Todd Phillips is going to get interviewed about the coronavirus and he's going to say, well, this is going to stump the writing and shooting of Joker 2. And I'm really devastated about that.
Everywhere is so PC right now. You can't even joke about anything.
You can't even joke about a deadly virus. Oh, Joker 2.
Murray.
Joker 2. It's the Joker in Wuhan, and he's like,
it's the
he's spreading the virus.
He's eating bats. Batman. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Can we ban Batman for Todd at Phillips. Least 6 to 8 months?
Todd Phillips, hire us right now. We will write the script.
What's his name? Write it. Who's doing the new Batman movie again?
Matt Reeves, yes.
Matt Reeves, he's quaking in his boots. He's like, fuck the the bat market is right down. The bat ratings are down. People are not
Nobody
into
likes
right
bats
now.
Anymore. Nobody likes bats anymore.
Dude, if a single movie references the coronavirus, find the filmmaker.
There's gonna be a coronavirus. Dude, give us 15 years, there'll be a coronavirus movie.
No way.
Starring
Timothée Chalamet
has the cure. No, it'll be Lucas Hedges, and he'll be like, guys, Lucas Hedges is the next fucking Mark Wahlberg. Starts off as like an indie darling, like, you know how Mark Wahlberg did Boogie Nights and shit?
Yeah.
Starts off doing that, ends up doing like anti-Muslim movies.
Oh my god.
That's Mark Wahlberg, dude.
What does he do that's anti-Muslim?
What's that movie? I don't know. Mark Wahlberg. Remember when Mark Wahlberg was like, bra-ta-ta-ta, if I was on the 9/11 plane, I would have stopped it. It's such a good vibration.
Didn't he like beat up a Vietnamese man or something?
Yeah, he's racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg is the worst person. And I was like, oh my God, during this like fucking, like I was thinking of things to watch because that's what you do when you're 22 years old.
I know exactly what you're
like,
about to say.
Dying, what do you mean? And I was like, oh my God, I want to watch Entourage. And I'm like, oh, it's based on Mark Wahlberg's life.
Dude, it's based on so many people. Like that whole Fiona Apple thing that you sent.
Yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
PTA Did you and see Fiona them? Apple. They're yes. based on, their characters based
that's
on
why,
them.
That's why, dude, that is why.
That's why you got to watch.
Yes. What? Fuck yeah. Anyway, Lucas Hedges is the next Mark Wahlberg. He's gonna do all those stupid kind of movies where he's like in the CIA and he's like defeating evil people who all happen to be a Muslim. That's what Mark Wahlberg does.
He's gonna
what was
be
the
like,
Boston bombings
he's gonna
movie?
Be like RoboCop.
Patriots Day.
Except
dude.
He's in, when he like you know how RoboCop gets in his like RoboCop vision.
I am RoboCop.
It's
yeah.
gonna be like identifying people's races.
Mark Wahlberg is going to produce all the next Lucas Hedges movies in the future.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg is going to produce, like, the racist coronavirus movie that is, like,
yes.
super
and
anti-China.
Lucas Hedges is going to... Yes, and Lucas Hedges is going to star in it.
Lucas Hedges, he's, like, in bed, and he's... It's like a horror movie, like it comes at night, and they're all stuck in a house, and then one of them gets, like, cold sweats, and everyone's like, fuck, fuck.
Yeah, Cabin Fever, Eli
and
Roth.
Oh, and then someone coughs. And like everyone looks around to try and find who it is,
and it's the Asian person because Mark Wahlberg's racist.
Oh, there's like one Asian guy in the house, and they're the only one that yeah. isn't actually sick. And but everyone's just like giving the hate to him.
Oh my God! And get this, Lucas Hedges is immune. He's got some special immunity, and they're like, oh my God! And
it's
Lucas
like
Hedges
Children
is-
of Men, except Lucas Hedges and the coronavirus.
Oh my. God.
Oh, that's about the point.
It's like, you know when people are like, oh, The Simpsons predicted this. It's going to be like, Yasmin and Kirsten predicted this.
Oh, in 100 years, when aliens
seriously
find our decrepit, rubbled civilization, they will find this podcast and they will learn what the world was like.
We're going to be in ancient alien textbooks.
And then they'll do like that Simpsons thing where they like, can bring us back to life, like when they go to the pavement and they zap the pavement and then they bring Bart back in the future and he's like, eat my shorts. And everyone's like, yay!
Woo, it's Bort!
We're gonna wake up on like some distant planet and there's gonna be these like green ghoulies looking at us and they're gonna be like,
oh
Gleep Glorp! And we're gonna be like...
They're gonna be like, Gleep Glorp, do the thing! Like, we'll have a thing by then. Like, we'll have a catchphrase.
They'll have like subtitles under them.
Legit. We'll be crying through tears, like trying to perform for them. Like, dance monkey. And we're like, okay. Like, shooting ray
that.
Guns at us. Dance monkey. Tones and I. Yeah. Dance monkey is now a cursed word. Thanks, Tones and I.
That's where I'm going to cut the podcast right there.
Okay.
Like, you know how I leave you talking at the end. That's where I'm going to cut it right there.
Did you see that Twitter thing? And it was like, dance monkeys created the coronavirus. I don't want to believe it. No, you can't end the podcast because I have to talk about something so important right now. No, fucking record right now. We have to talk about something so important.
Okay, what's going on?
Bullying. Bullying works, everybody. Christian likes fucking stupid love.
Okay, let me give some background here for
Christian likes stupid love, bullying works. Everybody,
so, I'd been at work. Our manager had a Lady Gaga CD in, and it had been playing for like 2 days straight.
Which Lady Gaga CD?
It was Born This Way.
Oh, yes, taste.
It was Jim.
Yes.
And then I was at a cafe, and Stupid Love was playing, yes. And I was like. Kind of a bop. Because it was playing over, like, speakers. And I was yeah. like, okay, that's the format that it belongs in. Over some bobbin speakers going, and just going
yeah.
crazy. Anyway, yeah.
Bullying works.